The Story Puppy and Other Puppy Tales, written by Holly Webb and read by Emily Wheaton. Matty was picking Jack up from school the next day. Amara had art club and Mum was working, so she took him with her to the shelter. Jack helped out, filling up food bowls in the kitchen. And then he went for a wander around. He knew all the staff and most of the volunteers by now, and no one minded him being there, as long as he didn't upset any of the animals. He tried to make a fuss of a couple of cats, but they were dozing and only peered sleepily at him when he crouched down outside their pens. There was a whole litter of black and white kittens, though, who were more interesting. Jack watched them for a while, laughing as they stalked each other's tails across the pen, and then collapsed and fell asleep in a furry bundle on the floor. After that, he went to visit the dogs. He'd seen most of them before. There were a couple of elderly dogs that nobody seemed to want to adopt. They'd been at the shelter for months. Jack's favourite was a wheezy fawn-coloured pug. No one had been feeling very imaginative the day he was brought in, so he was just called Pug. He met Jack with excited, squeaky barks, and Jack sat down on the floor by his pen and stroked him through the wire. Pug stood there with his eyes closed and his curled tail whirring while Jack scratched his ears and under his chin. 5 more minutes, okay? Matty said, hurrying past. Just got to help Lucy finish feeding everybody. Okay, Jack said. Then he had a thought. Hey, Matty! She turned round, walking backwards with her arms full of food bowls. What? Which pen is the new puppy in? Matty stopped. Daisy? Jack nodded. Just wanted to see her, he murmured. He hadn't been able to stop thinking about the little white puppy since Matty had told him how unhappy she was. She's not any better, Jack. Lucy told me. You'd just be upset seeing her. I don't care, Jack said stubbornly. If you didn't want me knowing about her, why did you tell me? Matty sighed. I shouldn't have done. Okay, she's in the pen at the end. It's the quietest one. She doesn't seem to like the other dogs barking. I'm about to go and put her food bowl in, actually. You can come with me. Just don't scare her, all right? Of course I won't, Jack said indignantly. But then he nodded. I promise I won't, Matty. I only want to see her. You'll be lucky if you do, Matty said over her shoulder as she went on down the passage. When I went past earlier, she was hiding underneath her bed. Jack made one last fuss of Pug and then got up to follow her. All the dogs knew it was time for their dinner, and they were watching excitedly as Matty came along with the bowls. She slipped into the pens, talking lovingly to each of the dogs as she gave them their food. Mostly they tried to eat it before she had even put the bowl down. But when they got to the pen at the end, as far as Jack could see, it was empty. Then he remembered what Matty had said about the puppy being under her bed. It did look a bit lumpy in the middle. Was there really a puppy there, too scared to come out?